Don't be carried away by what appears to be. Sometimes we don't see things as they really are, but how they appear to us to be. We are quick to jump to conclusions without fully realizing how things really are. It is easy to be deceived by something or someone that looks good, but is it really good? A king named Hezekiah let himself be carried away by what his eyes saw, ignoring what he should really see. This brought repercussions for his descendants because he was not careful to show all that was in his palace to those who seemed good, but were in fact his enemies. Be careful to whom you open your heart and show your treasure. Not everyone who comes into your life with details really has good intentions. Take care. God is always just in time. There are things that may appear to be good, but the problem is that they are not. To be carried away by what appears to be, without observing or discerning whether it really is a mistake. That is why it is important to be careful, not to be light to act or to be carried away, not to be light to make decisions because of something that I perceive at the time, and it seems to me to be good. That's where the mistake lies. Just because it seems doesn't mean it is so. Jesus taught us many times through the Bible when he left us his words written there, giving us a wonderful advice and telling us with great clarity and truth. By their fruits, you will know them. The tree is known by its fruits, so it is important to know the tree, to be able to discern the kind of fruit it bears. This with reference to people, because sometimes we get carried away by a good intention. We get carried away because they seem good people. What is in their heart? When we get carried away because they seem like good people, the first thing we do is open our hearts to them. I'm going to tell you a story of a man who cost his family and his whole kingdom peace. It was a king named Hezekiah. Hezekiah was carried away by the good intentions of others. What happened to him? The Bible says that after he fell ill, God gave him 15 more years of life. And at a certain moment, some people came to visit him then. He found out that these people came from those lands where his enemies were. That is to say, these people came from Babylon. Babylon was an empire that was rising up. It was strong, and they were after Hezekiah and after Israel with another intention. They were going to spy on him and really find out how he was and then give him his final blow. However, let's not say that Hezekiah was too good, because sometimes there are signs that we see on the road that are placed there by the Lord so that we realize that there is something bad that can happen, or that we have to be very, very careful. The problem happens is that sometimes we want to ignore the signs and we have a security ourselves, that we think nothing bad is going to happen to us. I don't know if you've ever said, "That's not going to happen to me," but we must be careful with the decisions we make. So sometimes we ignore the signs along the way, not because of overconfidence in God, but in ourselves, and that's where we are going to fail. Or overconfidence in other people. And remember that everything that is human can fail at some point. I'm not telling you this so you push everyone away from you. I'm telling you to be careful. Not everyone who comes at you with a smile wants good for you. So it is important to learn, to observe, to listen carefully. Don't get carried away by what seems good, because later, when you know it is too late, you have already opened your heart. You have already made the decision to give yourself completely, and then you realize that the decisions you made were not the right ones, and now you have to face the challenge, now you have to face that complicated situation that is ahead of you, because we let ourselves get carried away. So this king received the Babylonians in front of him. He made them enter the palace, he welcomed them, he took care of them. Let's say up to that point everything is fine, because it is not bad to suddenly take care of people, is it? The problem is what he did next. That's where the mistake was. He started to show them the whole palace, his rooms, and he showed them the weapons rooms, where Israel kept all of its weapons. He showed them the room where they kept their treasures, and he got carried away. He showed all his secrets to his enemies. now because he was so trusting, because they came in peace. They came with gifts for Hezekiah and dedications through which they expressed to him that they wanted him to get up and not be sick anymore. However, he should not have trusted them. So Hezekiah showed them everything in his palace, everything. He opened his heart to them. When they left, one of the prophets was coming, and he asked Hezekiah, "Who are these people?" And Hezekiah said, "They came from Babylon, and they brought me presents. They were worried about me because I was sick. And look, they were so good. I do not know why, do you?" The prophet said to Hezekiah, "What have you done? You have marked the end of your kingdom and of your generation. You are going to have 15 more years of life, and you are going to have peace during these 15 years. But what you did today is going to have repercussions for your children and for the next generations. Look what a bad decision affects. It doesn't just affect us, it affects our generations. There are children today suffering because of decisions that parents made in the past. Now, is this fair? No. But doesn't the Bible say that everyone will pay for their own sins? Yes, the Bible teaches that. But remember that we all receive an inheritance from our home, from our family, from our parents. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to repeat their history. You also decide if you continue on that path, or you decide to stop so that history doesn't repeat itself. How about the story of Hezekiah? Tremendous, isn't it? It is important, I insist again, to whom we opened our hearts. Now, I hope I am making myself clear that we are not going to have to stay away from everyone because everyone is bad. No, there are people that God surrounds you with so you can lean on them. People who bear good fruit, people of faith. We just have to learn to observe. Just like God's love is expressed for everyone, but there are some people who need to open their heart for God to dwell in it first and heal that heart. The decisions we make are going to affect us and all our generations. So my dear friends, we must be careful. That is why I want to close with a text that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 9 and then verse 12. It says, "Do you not realize that those who do evil will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And look what verse 12 says. It says, "I am allowed to do anything, but not everything suits me. Though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything." In other versions of the Bible, it says, "Everything is lawful for me, but not everything is convenient." You know, if you always keep this word in your mind and in your heart, you will be able to discern and see clearly all that is going on around you and be able to make good decisions. Not everything is as it appears to be. It's like when you go down the road and the sun is very strong. Every time you go forward in the car, you realize that in the distance it seems that the road was wet, that there was water on the road. But it is not. The steam from the road and the sun create a visual effect called mirage. It looks like water, but it is not. Life creates mirages. And you know why they are generated? Because in your heart there is a desire, there is a longing to be accepted, to be loved. And when you meet someone, you say, "This is a person who is going to value me." But you run too quickly and open your heart to them, like Hezekiah did, because they behave well, because they laugh with you, because you like to talk to this person on the mobile phone, and it makes you feel good. But if you go a little further to know what is in their heart, that is what will give you the security to really give them a chance. We must learn to be careful. Everything is legal, but not everything is good. Not everything edifies. If suddenly you have already opened your heart and you say, "Pastor, it has already happened to me like Hezekiah. I have opened my heart and now I don't know what to do." Then ask God to dwell in your life and to give you the way out that you need. Is your relationship something toxic? Are you suffering what you are living? You have to make life stop. Start analyzing, where am I going? You can get used to living always the same until you run out of years and you end up always in the same. Or you can look for God to give you the solution and show you maybe there is a different way to save the relationship, your marriage, to restore the relationship with your children, and to get up again. God is always willing. The question is, are you willing? Or is your husband or wife willing? What are you opening your heart to? Let's be very careful. And now let's pray. Father, I thank you for this simple word, simple but necessary, through which you make us see, Lord, that which we cannot see, but that is necessary for us to see. Those things, Lord, that seem simple, but that we need to change. Father, help us to improve, Lord, that our life can change, and recognize, Lord, that separate from you, we can do nothing. Today I have spoken to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hoss. Remember, God always comes just in time, and everything is lawful, but not everything is suitable. Not everything edifies. Blessings.